Hello, everyone. Today is our third lesson in our five-part series called Going for the Gold. The five heavenly rewards, or five crowns that Christians can receive, have been the basis or foundation for each message in this series. The first message was based on the crown of rejoicing, which is also known as the soul winner's crown. That crown is referenced or found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19. We learned that crown will be given to those who have led others to Jesus. And of course, our message was based on the parable of the one lost sheep. Last week, we talked about the crown of righteousness, which is awarded to those who have a deep longing for the return of Jesus. And our lesson for that crown and lesson that week was called Jesus is Coming Soon. Today's message is based on the crown of life, which is given to those who have endured or triumphed over trials, temptations, and persecution. The crown of life is found in James chapter 1, verse 12. It says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him." The word temptation in that verse is translated trials. Regarding this verse, John MacArthur said this, "This Greek word means trouble or something that breaks the pattern of peace, comfort, joy, and happiness in someone's life. The verb form of this word means to put someone or something to the test with the purpose of discovering that person's nature or that thing's quality." And regarding this crown that we're looking at today, the crown of life, David Jeremiah said this, "Many believers have endured and triumphed over trials and temptations and persecution, even to the point of martyrdom. And the motivation for doing so has to be love for the Lord. In the early days of heaven, these people will be walking around with the crown of life because they endured trials and suffering and honored God in the midst of it all." And so we find a great example of enduring trials and tribulations and staying faithful. We find that example in the book of Daniel. So take your Bibles, if you will, and turn with me to Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3, very well-known story here in Daniel chapter 3, the story of the three Hebrew young men who were thrown into the fiery furnace. Of course, their names are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And we're going to look at this story and see how they were faithful during this extreme time of persecution. Daniel chapter 3, we'll begin with verse 19. "Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore, he spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace seven times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, 'Did we not cast three men into the midst of the fire?' They answered and said to the king, 'True, O king.' 'Look,' he answered, 'I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire, and the satraps, administrators, governors, and king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose body the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. If they have frustrated the king's words and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their house shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. God, we thank you for your word. God, I pray that you give us insight into your word. Thank you for this story of faithfulness. God, help us to receive it into our hearts, and pray that it will make us stronger and more faithful to you and in everything that we go through. God, pray that you give me the words to say and forgive me of my sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Senator Mark Hatfield was a U.S. senator from Oregon for almost 30 years. He told a story about touring Calcutta, India with Mother Teresa and visiting the so-called House of Dying, where sick children are cared for in their last days. They also went to a dispensary where the poor line up by the hundreds to receive medical attention. Senator Hatfield told that while he was watching Mother Teresa minister to these people, feeding and nursing those left by others to die, he became overwhelmed by the sheer magnitude of the suffering she and her co-workers faced daily. Senator Hatfield asked Mother Teresa, "How can you bear the load without becoming crushed by it?" Mother Teresa replied, "My dear Senator, I am not called to be successful. I am called to be faithful." All of us as Christians are called to be faithful. God has created us. God has saved us. God equips us. God provides for us. All acts are demonstrations of his faithfulness. And the Bible says that we as believers, as his children, we have a responsibility to be faithful to him in return. In our lesson today, we see a great example of faithfulness by three young Hebrew men named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We find here that Nebuchadnezzar was the king of the Babylonian Empire. And under his leadership and under his direction, the Babylonian Empire army invaded Jerusalem. And the Babylonian army destroyed the city of Jerusalem. They completely destroyed the Jewish temple. And those Jews that survived were taken back to Babylon as prisoners of war. While these Jews were living in captivity in Babylon, the Babylonians tried to get them to adopt the Babylonian culture. They changed the names of the Jewish people. They tried to force them to eat the Babylonian foods and adhere to this strict Babylonian diet. And they also tried to force them to worship the Babylonian pagan gods. So here in this story, these three men find themselves facing a life or death situation. They could stand for God and face death, or they could deny God and live. We see these three men remain faithful, and as a result, they were thrown into the fiery furnace. In spite of the danger, in spite of the threats, in spite of the anger of a pagan king, these three men were faithful. So the title of today's lesson, Faithful in the Furnace. Faithful in the Furnace. Notice three things here we can learn here in this story. First of all, notice they were persecuted. They were persecuted. Notice verse 19 through 23. Let's look at that again. It says here, then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace seven times more than usually heated. He commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other outer garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because of the king's command was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed these men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Nebuchadnezzar was very angry because of the stance that these three young men were taking. He orders them to be tied up, to be bound, and thrown into this fiery furnace. It says that Nebuchadnezzar was so angry, so upset, so mad about this situation that he ordered the heat of the furnace to be seven times than it normally is. So when these three Hebrew young men were thrown into the fire was so hot that the soldiers that threw them into the furnace were killed by the heat. But if we were to look back at verse 1 here in chapter 3, we see the background here. We see how Nebuchadnezzar had built a gold statue. It gives the dimensions, the size of the statue there in verse 1. It was actually 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide. And he ordered everyone to bow down and worship this gold statue, which was a representation of a pagan god. But these three men remained faithful to the true and living God. They would not give in. They would not give up. They held on to their convictions. And despite what everybody else around them was doing, they stood firm in their faith. They were faithful to God, and even to the point they were willing to die because of their faith. Listen, today in our modern times, as Christians, as believers, as followers of God, we're called and commanded to remain faithful and remain totally surrendered to God, no matter what the circumstances. No matter what the consequences, you and I are to remain faithful and committed to the true and living God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, Paul there says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. I recently read about the purification process, the way they produce pure gold that's going to be used in making jewelry. This final step of the refining process removes all the impurities that remains in the gold. But the gold is placed in a furnace and it's melted down so those impurities that's mixed in with that gold can be separated out. The pure gold is separated out from the other metals and other impurities. And when these impurities are gone, the most valuable grade of gold is left. Listen, The fiery furnaces that we face in life, they are never fun. But no matter how difficult they may be, the trials and tribulations that we go through in this life are good for us. Just like gold is purified in the fire, the difficulties that we face in life can purify us. They can strengthen us. They can get sin out of our life and make us more Christ-like. John MacArthur said this. He said, every trial becomes a test of faith designed to strengthen the Christian. James chapter 1 verse 2 says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. If you look at the word count there in the original Greek language, it means to evaluate or to assess. You see, when we're going through trials and tribulations with God's help and God's insight, we're to evaluate, look at, assess that situation we're going through and see what it is that God is trying to do in our life. See what it is that God would have us to learn. See what it is that God is wanting us to know in that trial or tribulation. And so as a result, then we can count it all joy during those difficult times. So we see, number one here, they were persecuted. And not only that, we see that these three young men were protected. They were protected. Look at verse 24 through 27. Notice it says, then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. Look, he answered, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. The satraps, administrators, governors, king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. These three men were thrown into the fiery furnace. King Nebuchadnezzar looks in the furnace, and he saw four people walking around instead of just three. We know that this was a pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus. We find those throughout the Old Testament here, and this is one of those instances where Jesus makes this pre-incarnate appearance. But you see, the key point here is that these three young men didn't have to go through this alone. God didn't abandon these three men to go through this. God's presence and power was real in the life of these three young men, even in the middle of a fiery furnace. These three men stood by the Lord, and the Lord stood by them. The Bible says that God promises to never leave us or forsake us, even in the middle of the most difficult times. Joshua 1:9 says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. There is a popular Christian song that is sung by Zach Williams and Dolly Parton. It's heard on the radio quite a bit. It's a very popular song. This song is about going through hard times in life and then looking back and realizing that Jesus was there. Jesus was was in the middle of the situation that we're going through, even though we may not realize it at the time. The title of the song is "There Was Jesus." Let me read to you some of the words, the lyrics to the song. It says this: "When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. There was Jesus. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing, and in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces, every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus." Remember the words of Jesus in Matthew 28. He said this. He said, "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of this age." So we see here these three Hebrew young men were thrown into the fiery furnace. Number one, they were persecuted. Number two, they were protected. And number three, notice they were promoted. Look at verse 28, 29, and 30. "Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, 'Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's words and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this.' Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon." Everyone involved in this story comes away changed and different. They all come away with a better understanding of who God is. This pagan king that thought he was greater than the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego ends up lifting up the name of their God. He exalts the name of the true and living God. Nebuchadnezzar threw these young men into the fiery furnace, but the incident ended up melting the heart of a pagan king. You never know how God is working in the lives of other people around you when we're going through a difficult time. We need to stay faithful and trust God. God will use the trials and tribulations to shape us and mold us into the person that He wants us to be. If we stay faithful, God will honor that like He honored the faithfulness of these three Hebrew young men. And if we persevere and don't give up, we will receive the crown of life as our heavenly reward. Let's pray together. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for this story and example of true faithfulness. God, I know that in life we all go through difficult times. We face trials and tribulations, but help us to remain faithful. Help us to never give in or give up. Help us to honor you, even in the most difficult times. God, as we see here in this story, when we do that, we know that you will bless us. You will honor that. You will, as it says here, you promoted these three young men. God, we thank you for the promise of the crown of life, that when we go to the judgment seat of Christ, because of faithfulness in trials and tribulations, you promise a crown. God, help us all to be found faithful. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.